The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign report singled out 10 donors, some because they're under investigation for kickback schemes, and some because they've settled lawsuits alleging cheating or fraud. For example, Chicago attorney Stuart Levine, who was charged this year with 28 felonies, gave $4,000 to Republican Mark Green and $3,000 to Republican Scott Walker. Also, telemarketing executive John Burgess of suburban Buffalo Grove gave Governor Jim Doyle $5,000. Burgess lost his law license in the 1980s after being convicted of grand larceny. Director Mike McCabe says the fact that these donors are interested in Wisconsin politics should concern voters.
It ought to scare the daylights out of every citizen in the state that you have the candidates for governor associating themselves with these kinds of individuals and this kind of money.
A spokesman for the Doyle campaign could not be reached Monday. The Green and Walker campaigns both say neither candidate has broken any laws by taking these contributions. Green spokesman Mark Grawl.
Well, I think that if anybody gave contributions to Congressman Green in an inappropriate or illegal fashion, we'll return those monies immediately.
Two Illinois politicians returned contributions from a couple of these donors. Republican Congressman Ray LaHood gave back a $1,000 donation from Levine after Levine was indicted. And Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich returned $50,000 to Burgess after finding out about his criminal history. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.